for the purpose of liberating Kuwait. So we shouldn't neglect him. He's a very important partner there. I think President Bush could answer you this question, but he is participating in the whole thing now in Saudi Arabia.
I don't know whether he's feeling left out or not, but as I say, he is an important coalition partner, and I think it is appropriate that we discuss many questions that relate to the brutal aggression by Saddam Hussein against Kuwait. And we do have a common goal here, a common purpose here, and so I'm looking forward to it. I can't tell you, I had no signals on a personal level that he was feeling left out, but I think the people that I've talked to on this trip, including President Mubarak and including those I talked to in Saudi Arabia and elsewhere, feel that it is good, and talked to some in Europe about this behind the scenes, feel that it is good this meeting is taking place, because there's a lot of countries, different views on a lot of different questions that are together on this one question, the reversal of the aggression. And I think there was some feeling in all these places that it was important to include him in. They did not say whether he was feeling left. Yes, sir.
Concerning Mr. Baker's visit to Yemen and the statements that followed, Mr. Bush, how far away are you now from achieving a UN resolution on the use of force? And if you fail to get one, is the United States willing to go with its allies in Saudi Arabia and in the Gulf and go to war without UN backing?
Well, you know, I was asked that question in the earlier on, and I do feel we have to do what we have to do. But we have tried very hard to work within the UN confines, within the Security Council, and I am confident that we will be successful in the Security Council. The world is getting tired of this, and the Security Council is tired of the fact that resolutions have been passed calling for immediate withdrawal and they haven't been implemented, calling for recognition of the safety and the right to resupply an embassy. And that has not been complied with. And I can tell you, sir, I am getting increasingly frustrated about the treatment of the U.S. Embassy and the treatment of innocent hostages. So I think I saw what the report from our Secretary of State. We would like to get Yemen on board, and we'll keep working on that. I think it's in the best interest of Yemen to stand up against aggression in whatever way is required. But the fact that one country, which has approved some resolutions and has not approved others, might have reservations about this one. That's the way it is. But we're going to keep working on it, and I think we're very, very close now.
What you are seeking a UN mandate to force Iran out of Kuwait. Would you prefer setting the time limit or rather not? And, with your permission, how would our mutual cooperation be modified to cope with political and economic responsibility in our region? Thank you.
Well, I think on the UN debate, we'll just be discussing not only the need to consider further action, but perhaps a time frame. I'm not clear on that, and as I say, I want to work within the U.S., within the United Nations Security Council. In terms of Egypt, that's a bilateral question. And I think we have good bilateral relations. I'm very pleased that the debt forgiveness program is a benefit to the man on the street in Egypt. I know that I don't want to put words in his mouth, but President Mubarak asked me to express to the American people his thanks for this. And this is a highly significant move that gives a certain flexibility to Egypt. But look, let me just say, we will continue to explore every way to work cooperatively with Egypt, whether it's in the private sector, whether it's through the various programs that we have in effect, because we have this international problem that draws us together now in the Gulf crisis, but we also have a long-standing relationship of working together on the bilateral problems, and I think that recent action by the Congress and actively supported by the President, indeed requested by the President on debt forgiveness, is just one more manifestation of that.
What is after Kuwait? What is after Kuwait? Whether it is solved peacefully or by force? What is after Kuwait?
Are you asking President Mubarak or me?
President Mubarak.
Good, that's great.
you know, after Kuwait, after solving the problem of Kuwait, or exactly after liberating Kuwait, either withdrawal or using any other options, there should be some kind of measure to keep this area stable and to avoid any more tension and any more war.
The borders, something about the borders?
Remarking the borders, if it is needed for Arab forces to stay there, this will start from the people of the Gulf themselves. Let them study it, let they propose what they need, let we find out what kind of decision could we reach.
You're probably aware that many have reacted in Israel with a sense of insult that you would go meet Assad and not stop the issue. I wonder if, given what you said today about the separation, I believe you put it, the policy there, that you in any way intended that message.
No, certainly not. And I think the Prime Minister of Israel's comments showed a certain understanding about what I'm trying to do. And we will have meetings, continue to have meetings with Israel. And so I haven't picked up anything like that at all. I've seen some press reports that express a difference. But look, I am focusing now on these meetings, on this trip, on this Gulf Coalition. And Syria is a part of it. And nobody should read more into it or less into it than that they are an important part of this coalition. And so I think that's manageable. I'm hoping to see Prime Minister Shamir when he comes to the United States. And indeed, we're in very close contact all up and down our bureaucratic level. So I'm glad you asked it, because I hope there's no misunderstanding. If there is, I'd like to lay it to rest. This relates to the reversal of aggression. And I happen to feel that not only is that in the interest of the United States, I think it's in the interest of all countries, and that would include every country in the Middle East, which obviously includes the State of Israel. It is in their interest that we prevail, and it is in the interest of Syria, and it is in the interest of Egypt, and it is in the interest of the United States that we prevail against Saddam Hussein. And that's what this is about, and we are going to prevail. And I never felt more sure of that than I do today.
If I may follow, as I'm sure you know, with your expertise in foreign affairs, is that you can do much of what you want to do diplomatically with a phone call, but that a meeting rewards terrorists.
Did what?
If you wanted to meet, or if you wanted to speak to President Assad about the Gulf situation, you could do that, as you often do, with a telephone call. But the allegation is that if you meet him...
We already had a telephone call with him. Now we're going to have a meeting. And that should no way indicate that there are no differences between the United States and Syria on a wide array of questions. There are. Everybody knows that. But we are together on this question, and now I want to be sure that we are solidly together in every way. And that is in the interest of every country.
Could I add some words?
Yeah, please.
I think no problem. It's not a big problem just that President Bush could meet with President Assad. As far as their meeting, for peace questions, we should encourage that. The whole world needs peace. Whenever there is peace, there is stability. And a telephone call, there is great difference between solving the problem with some problems, telephone calls, and sitting with each other and have direct talk. This may be, in some issues, very effective. Thank you.
This, I'm told by our leader over here on the right, not on the left this time, is the last question.
For the new world order, once the Gulf crisis has been resolved, how do you envisage the new world order?
Well, I envisage it, one, where the whole... Once we set back this aggression, and once it is clear that the security and the stability of the Gulf are enhanced, whatever arrangements are set into place once that this invading dictator gets out of Kuwait, then I think that it's clear we're going to have an opportunity, given the diversity of this coalition, to work more closely together. And part of that, I want to see a solution to the question of the West Bank, for example. But I think if we work cooperatively as are, with our common sight set, this aggressor will not succeed, it opens up all kinds of possibilities for a new world order. We're already seeing that world order means world, and we're beginning to see that with what happened out of the, well, just as a result of the actions that led up to this successful CSCE meeting. I'm going down to South America, and the evolving democracies there are strengthening their economies, and we got a program that I think will be very helpful there. But as it relates to the Middle East, I think we've got all kinds of potentials for peace, given the fact that we've come together almost unanimously standing up against this brutal dictator. And out of that and out of the context with go with that, I hope we can be catalytic in solving other problems. And I think that will lead to a new world order that has much better chance for peace for our children and our grandchildren. So that is the optimistic part of all of this. Right now we're facing a brutal dictator, and we got to do something about it. A man is holding hostages and all of this. It's just unconscionable what the man is doing. But as we unite and as we prove to be successful, and we will be successful, I think we can then see, look, all around this concept that aggression will not pay, that we have a better shot for world peace. And I will work my hardest to be sure that the United States plays an active role in that, whether it be in the Middle East or whether it be in the rest of the world. That is the exciting part. The more troubling aspect is, how do we get this brutal dictator out of Kuwait now? And that one we've been talking about.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
You've been watching a news conference live from Cairo, Egypt. President Bush and President Hosni Mubarak of Egypt presenting a very united front, as Mr. Bush had hoped, in their stand against Iraq, saying that they are united in their efforts and committed to the complete withdrawal of Iraqi troops from Kuwait.